Abriu ela aí, mano. Tá, né?
As far as material necessities are concerned, human civilization at the present moment is very much advanced in living comfortably. But still, we are not happy because we are missing the point. The material comforts of life alone are not sufficient to make us happy. The vivid example is America, the richest nation of the world, having all facilities for material comfort, is producing a class of men completely confused and frustrated with life. I'm appealing to your wish to such confused men to learn the arts of devotional service as directed in the nature of devotion, and I ensure that the fire of material existence burning within their hearts will be immediately extinguished. The root cause of our dissatisfaction is that our dormant loving propensity has not been fulfilled despite our great advancements in the materialistic way of life. The nectar of devotion will give us practical hints how we can live in this material world, perfectly engaged in devotional service, and thus fulfill all our desires in this life and in the next.
People are misled. They are thinking that by material comfort, they will have. And practically, they are saying this competition of material comfort. The capitalist and the labor class, worker class, they're fighting Christ. Actually, the propensity is that there is an exchange in Marshall theory of economics. He was a student of economics. So, in that book, Mr. Marshall explained that the family affection is the origin of economic impetus. That's a fact. These cities, they have no family affection. They are not married, and therefore there is no economic impetus. They can leave in any related condition of life. And when he married a responsible man, he has got some responsibility to see, provided he has got affection for his family. Otherwise, practically, so-called family life, there is no affection. So this is a fact. The family affection, Sunshan Sriyami Sunbhavani. There is a propensity of man to feel family bond. If you have, everyone is trying to find out the man or woman, and when they unite, that attraction becomes directly known. So you will recall Hidayavan Himahu, Hidayavan. And then the economic impetus starts. Atha Vriha Kshetra Sutapa Vishwari. Vriha, home, Kshetra, land, as a hobby for earning money. Grihastheta, Sukha, children, friends, actors, and Jitta, money. In this way, one becomes entangled in the so-called economic development. Dharma, Artha, Dham, Moksha. People who get to live mostly for economic growth. People go to temple, chant. For ignorant people, O God, give us our daily bread, we start to pray, this is ignorant people. No longer. So, materially, they want anyway, they want to be happy materially. That is, Bhuvidatthama materially means this body. This body is matter. And I, the person who is living within the body, I am free. Dehinas means that I am dehi. But still dehi, dehinas. There is a protector. He has several kinds of strength. And people do not know it. As soon as one understands that I am not this body, I am different from this one, then it is just become different. Because he is under ignorance that I am this body, that is acting, working for this body. And as soon as he comes to the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuta, he is no more interested in bodily comfort. That is the basic religion. That one is educated to become introspect. He is educated to become introspect. The body, just like that, has happy in any condition of life. That is our basic religion. They accept poverty. Don't accept poverty. They are not very much interested. Either lie down on the ground or lie down on the sofa. They don't have any difference. Because they are not interested in this bodily comfort. People can say, oh, this is very unsimilized way, the primitive way of life. That he is lying down on the ground, just like anyone. But he does not know that he is not interested either lying down, because when he sleeps, he forgets whether he is lying down on the ground or lying down. So that is not very important. But at the present moment, we are taking that lying down on a very nice bed spot and taken there very advanced of the but that is not advancement of the Buddha. Because he is under the bodily concept of life. Now what is this body? It is made of three dhatus, kapha, pitta, vayu. So I am kapha, pitta, vayu. So I am different. I am Brahmasmi. This knowledge is there. So our desire is that there must be easygoing life. I shall not work very much. I shall live in a comfortable house, in a secluded place, and live peacefully. That is his desire. But because he does not know how to get that desire fulfilled, he is trying to get that desired fulfilled on the bodily comfort. This is in this world. Not a vidun chakra the thing is this world. They do not know. That is the chakra. Because, as it is said in the Veda, God, nakasthakarjam saranam charita. He has nothing to us. God has nothing to us. Sorry, Supanam Jolam. Because his God, nobody is equal to him, and nobody greater than him. Sama Adhikastha, na Dhrishtate. Parasa Sakti Bhuvidaya Sriyate. His energy are multi-energy, varieties of energy. And the energies are so perfect that Shabha Vinityana Valakriya, everything is happening automatically. So that is actually life. Why one should? Krishna. Krishna is dancing in the gopi. Why should he work? Why God should work? That is the target of the religion. Ananda Chinmayana. So because we are part and parcel of God, Krishna, we are also trying to achieve that life. And there is no lower to pass. Let me accumulate some bank balance, the interest income, and I shall sit down in a nice apartment and then everything will come automatically and I will be alive. That is actually life. Because we are part and parcel of God. The God has nothing to do. Krishna has nothing to do. So we also have nothing to do. Why you are working? They are taking this place. This material life means, because mostly they are interested in two qualities of material modes of nature. Namely, ignorance and tact. So, impeded by this ignorance and tact, they are working very hard, just like an ant, and still they are thinking that somebody. He comes back to home, working very, very hard in the office, and he thinks, now, my success, I have earned so much money. This is the nature of material life. But he works very hard, and he thinks that this is material. But actually, if you are actually happy, then why you have to work so hard? But that is nonsense. He is nonsense. He does not know. That's called the ass was hard for the waterman. And the waterman gives a morsel of grass and he thinks I am happy. This is ass mankind. He has worked very hard, but getting that little bunch of grass. He can get it anywhere, but he thinks that he is waterman gives it. Therefore, I have to work for it. Now he does not know that I am working for it. This is as mentality. So, actual life is that there should be no work. Well, ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita pravijya yiva vidyutupa prayasala. This guy is Krishna, this place. How is happy with his coward voice, with his gopi, with his father, with his mother, and those who are dependent on Krishna, they are so confident that the coward voice, Krishna goes every day to the forest, and there some demon comes, and simply the coward voice, no, where is Krishna? He don't care for these demons. And the demon is killed, and they come home, and they narrate the story to their mother. Oh, my dear, Krishna did this wonderful thing. The mother is also very happy to see, how is this life so nice? He can do all that for him. He must be some demigod, like that. So actually, this is life. This is normal life. This is actual life. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita. What is this life? Working so hard day and night. And discovering everything. So many things. And as soon as the water supply is stopped, everything is stopped. The electricity is stopped. The electric train is stopped. The lift is stopped. The light is stopped. And everything there in heaven. So, this artificial life is not actual life. We are perceiving. Suppose there has been no rain for 1 or 3 years, there is a time, and for hundreds of years there is no rain. We have to wait for that time. That time is coming at the end of Kali Yuga. For hundreds of years there is no rain. And everything on the earth will be turned into act. Not only there will be rain, but there the sun time will be ten times hotter than the table. The temperature will be. These are the stages of the body. Then everything will be turned into acid. And then there is a problem for them. So these are the decisions are there. So it is Dukkhalana Sartatam. This place, we are trying to live very comfortably in a place. That is not very good in Kali. Because Krishna, the Creator, he says, Dukkhalayam Mathasat. Mamati Sakonthiya. When 88,400,000 species of life after evolving, we have come to the human form of life, so that we Vipala Kamja. If we do not understand Govinda, Govinda Charanadna, then it will be gone. It is simply misused. The modern civilization, they do not know. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant for educating people that you are simply working. Along and doing my duty, the people say, this is my, the doctor says, I am doing my duty. The engineer says, I am doing my duty. The father says, I am doing my duty. The mother says, I am doing my duty. So that's all right. But hard work says, thank you very much. That you are doing a good. Sarnasthana sthitapunka vishkatsena tathasita. Nuspada yadratinjari samayi yadhi. You are doing a duty, very nice. That's all right. But by doing your duty, if you do not develop your Krishna consciousness, that you are simply working yourself. So these people do not know. That thinking that you are doing a duty. But it is not the duty. Real duty is to develop the consciousness. If you are missing that point, the so-called duty is simply working. Dharma sthana sthitapunka. Vishrakshena pathasuja. Gopana is the thing that is samaya gari kiva. So they do not know. The thing is that everyone is engaged in his duty. They are not interested to hear about Krishna Katha. That is the real business of life. Because they are engaged in duty. So why they do that? Nothing to do with half of the thing. They do not know. The real duty is to approach Vishnu. Half of the interest. They are thinking, this is my interest. But real duty is half of the thing. Everyone should be interested in this business. But the real business is single life. That approach Vishnu, that Vishnu, Paramantanam, Palapa, 22. Those who are actually at home, aliens, their business is how to approach Vishnu. That is the big mantra. Nothing to do with half of the thing. Durata. They're thinking, by this bodily comfort they will be happy. No, that's not happiness. Real happiness is different. That is Krishna consciousness. And Durasaya Adi Bahirat Samadhi. Anyaja Kandi and anyone will give him false hope that he could get independence, then overnight he'll become like this, like that. That leader is very nice. If there is some political meeting, dealing only bluff, lots of bluff only, and people gather there by thousands of people to hear the bluff. Because Bhagavan, that's what he used to say, that this present human society is a society of the cheaters and the cheating. somebody is being cheated and somebody is cheated. A combination of two things, cheated and is cheated. Because they do not know the real interest of life. And anyone who is sick or nonsense and blood, he is very much a god. And this is that. But the actual interest is human life to be so that he should, therefore, the first beginning of real life is to understand that I am not this God. This is the first lesson. But where is that education? Throughout the whole world, go anywhere. Where is that education? That students are being taught that you are not this body. That's the education. Then what is the value of this education? To keep them to keep them in the darkness, and then this is the only institution which is being people really like Ajnana Timiran Vesagyana Asana Kalaka, Sattva Militam Dina Tatmai Sri Guru. So, our request is therefore to try to understand this system of philosophy and take it seriously. Then your life will be successful. Otherwise you are simply working of that. This is your life. And if you want to talk, you want to argue, then also you are prepared. You have prepared so many books for this purpose. But this is the fact. If you accept it, it is good. Then the next question may be that why the people do not take the Krishna consciousness? It is so important. Why they do not take it? That is also explained by Prahlad Maharaj. Matinna Krishna parato satoma. Vipobi padvetam vihapratam. Vihapratam. Padanta govhi visnan panishtam punat punat shed vipatam. So Matinna Krishna, he wants to stick to this principle that I shall be happy with this material body, I shall be happy within this material world, within my country, within my society. In this way, if one thinks, that's called Jivyam Buddha. So, for such person, Jivyam Buddha, those who want to become happy within the body and environment, Therefore, from the beginning of life, one has to be educated, the value of life, or approach devotee. What is that next verse? Patinna kusne parasurva mitovi patri pujitam. Adanta Bhogi, Vishatan Samit, Avranta Bhogi. Because they cannot control their senses. The yoga system means to control the senses. Now yoga system has become a means of making the senses strong, stranger. At the present moment, the so-called yoga system is exercise for making the body strong and senses strong. But there is another class, I forget. Nabinita Java. Naishan Matistava Guru Kumandri. Naishan Matistava Guru Kumandri. Pishat Tamat Papo Gamoja Dasta. Mahiyasan Padala Vivisitam. Nishkin Janana Nabinita. Matinna Krishna Parthu Satoga. To stand, Mati, by personal endeavor, Sata, or by taking lessons from us. Just like we are preaching this different kinds of things, attending meeting also, conference also. But still, Mati is not. But that can be achieved always Adventure Matista Uttaman means unless one surrenders to the Mahiya Sang Father of Yudhisthira, unless one surrenders to the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees, Krishna consciousness cannot be developed. It is not possible. That is the secret. Otherwise, should one attending thousands of meetings and Bhagavad Tattva and so called Tattva, unless you surrender to a person, then you be Manipati, Parijasthana. This is a process of surrender. As soon as there is a lack of surrender process,
The material comforts of life are not sufficient to make us happy. To give an example is America.
Yes, this is a good example. In America, there is no scarcity of food. There is no scarcity of anything. Yeah, we cannot imagine that how there cannot be scarcity of food. But because here everything is scarcity, control. But similarly, I've seen Russia is advertising so much comfortably. But the poor country, in my opinion, the kind in life, as here control everything. If you have to purchase your necessities, you have to wait 2 hours for it. Very something. So something that was going to purchase our things. So rice practically not available, rice for it. Dal also not. The butter is available, meat is available. And meat as much as you want. No fruit, no vegetables. It was very difficult for the vegetarian. And still, that is everything. He had to spend 2 hours for bringing milk and butter and cookies out. Everything is constant. What I'm seeing?
The material comforts of life alone are not sufficient to make us happy.
The
vivid example is America.
Yes, and America, that's the concept. You can purchase any amount of meat, any amount of wheat, any amount of rice, whatever you want. Everything is comfort. So many stores, so many stocks. And still, the production is so great, the government lets its own produce one. Don't produce. They bribe the farmers. Don't produce. But I think the land, America, not even one-fourth of the land is utilized. If they utilize the whole land, I do not know how much they can produce. I think they can feed the whole world if they utilize. But similarly, I have seen in Australia. There is land in Africa. Enough land is land without cultivation. So God has given us the capacity to cultivate, to produce food. We can produce food enough quantity. There's no cost of scarcity. The scarcity is due to our godliness. Otherwise, by God's arrangement, food not enough. Purna Purna Mudarshya. This is Purna. Everything is complete. the same nature. Nature produces. Sometimes in some season we see there is ample production from mango, and sometimes there is no mango. So after all, it is in the hand of nature. Prakriti. The Prakriti Kriyamana. Prakriti is producing. Prakriti, Prakriti is reducing. And behind the Prakriti, there is Krishna. Maya Sapkena, Prakriti, Shivatri, Sattarasana. So just become devotee of Krishna. And do your duty. Kāne sthita-sutikatāṁ sanamāṁ-ganogi. Then everything will become. There is no stress. This killer of the Buddha. They want to, like conquer, they want to make minus Krishna, like Ravana. They want to make minus Ravana. And the result is that if they are all family, if they are all their wealth and everything, material and bad things. That is tricky. They are going to Maya Durata. They are trying to avoid God. They are trying to become independent of God. Then what is the benefit? In that very state we are seeing that we are dependent on God. Because God has not supplied rain for 1 year. There is so much that is not going on. But still there is nothing. Madhinna Krishna Parato Satova. Parato Satova. If we advise that you take to Krishna consciousness and act accordingly, he'll be all happy. No, Madhinna Krishna Parato. Because they have designed their own plan. So this is that. Then?
Is there an example of America, the richest nation of the world, having all facilities for material comfort, and producing a 5% completely confused and frustrated in life. I'm appealing herewith to such confused men. The root cause of our dissatisfaction is that our dormant loving propensity has not been fulfilled, despite our great advance in the materialistic way of life. The nectar of devotion will give us practical hints how we can live in this material world, perfectly engaged in devotional service, and thus fulfill all our desires in this life and the next.
The nature of devotion is not presented to condemn. You desire, devotee answers, all your desires they will fulfill. That is also fact. Akama sarvakama ma mokha kama udara ji. Sidrena bhakti jivajena jajeta paramam purusha. If it's not there, sometimes we think like that. That if we become devotee of God, then I will become poor. Because Vaishnava are generally appear to be poor. So, those who are after material happiness, they do not like to become Vaishnava. They become devotee of Lord Shiva. Because they, by the grace of Lord Shiva, they get all material facilities. Therefore, generally, people are very much fond of becoming devotee of Lord Shiva. That this question was discussed between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj inquired this, that Lord Vishnu is the master of goddess of fortune. But generally we find Vaishnavas are poor. And Lord Shiva, he hasn't got even a house. So you see, his devotees are very powerful. So the explanation is that Lord Shiva is the master of this material opulence, Durga Devi. Durga Devi is wife, the material nature. So, because these are Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva can get all material facilities. And Lord Vishnu, because he is going to be transferred to the spiritual world, therefore, gradually, his material affection is started. Of course, when he is advanced in devotion, then his material comforts are not started. But when he is not advanced, he thinks that by becoming Vaishnava, I shall be materially opulent, and can enjoy this material enjoyment. There is this pattern. That is explained in Bhagavad and Chaitanya Sutra. The Kama of Dhrinagi Hari Chaitanya Sutra. Because Vishnu knows that he wants me, at the same time he wants the material of you. So this is his ignorance. This is his ignorance. If he wants material of land, then he has to remain here, within this material world. But he wants me. So, to have Krishna, that is the future. So if he has got attachment for this material world, then he cannot go. His slight attachment for this material world will oblige him to take another path. The mind, if the mind is absorbed in karma, or material comfort, then Krishna is the only one to take this path again. Even with great yogi, because they think of material comfort, they are called Vrashta. Yoga Vrashta Sanjayati, Sujinam Sumatam, although they facility is given to take birth in the family of high rank or high rich man. But it is material. It is material. And one who becomes perfectly Krishna conscious, he has got this. Tapta Dhyam Punarjanmane Mami. He is immediately transferred to Krishna. But people are enamored by this material life to have I parente, Jammai Sadhya Sutta Sri. They are enamored by this thing. I must have in birth, in high family, in Brahmin family, in king's family, in heavenly planet, in demigod family. They think this is life. But a devotee knows, no, this is not life. A devotee is Vidimandra Vishya Pichar. What to speak of this, this family or that type of family or family family? Vidimandra Vishya Pichar. Vidhi means Lord Brahma, and Mahandra means Lord Indra. They are also considered, well, they are insects. They are apart living entities, just like ordinary insects. That is the position. The devotee is richest. Just like somebody is discussing, somebody is feeling, then you are richest. Yes, I am richest. Why not richest? Because the devotee does not care liberation. So you will learn Harakaya. The jnani are after merging into the Brahma equation. The devotee thinks, what is this human person? Narakaya. Sita Sapura Apaka Pushkaya. And the heavenly planet, that is phantasmagic. What is it? Duddhanta Indriya Tala Sattva Patri Sputthata Dhamushkaya. And the yogi that trying to subjugate the Indriya. But for devotees, although the Indriyas are just like serpents, the poison seed has been taken. Because the devotee's Indriya, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevana, that is now different than gay. The devotee's Indriya are not engaged for sense gratification. These Indras are engaged for satisfying people. Therefore, the poison seat of India is broken. This is God. Vishyam Purnam Sukhayate, Vidimandra Vishya Kitayate, Jatparanna Patasa Bhayyota. This verse was written by one of your South Indian devotees, your Lord Shri, Prabhudananda Saraswati. So, realized that the karuna padasa bhaivavatam gaurami vasubho, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, I have achieved this success. Kaivallananavatayati, siddhasapura, hapasapushta. So actually, devotees are richest, because they don't care, even for Jova Siddhi, or heavenly planet, or merging into the Brahma equivalent, or become very rich, and Brahmin, and no, they don't care. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, nadharam nadharam nasundarim kavitam vajagavitam. Mano janmani janmani shari bhavatam sarit. This is devotion. This is pure devotion. So don't want anything. Therefore, they are santa. If you want santa, there is strong demand. I want this, I want this, I want this. So long he wants, he are in need, how that can be santa? There's no opportunity. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asanta. Everyone. Bhukti means purni, and mukti means gyani, and siddhi means yogi. They are wanting something. They cannot be santa. Krishna bhakta nishkaam apayi. Krishna bhakta does not want. Anyway. Krishna, Krishna even does not want this word. He wants service, Krishna's service. That's all. Why I shall bother Krishna? Krishna is busy in his own business, taking chances to go with. I shall simply serve you. That's all. Why shall I want this? Why shall I be sent? This is good. Thank you. Come on.